It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Beautiful Saturday morning here in the heartland of America. And a great night of football last night. Some really fantastic football games, including the one you heard here, the Battle of Highway 5. It remains the longest held rivalry in high school football. Albia gets the win last night, 56-0 over Centerville. But let's take a look at some of those other scores around the area, including that barn burner that was over in Oskaloosa or over in Sheraton last night. Sheraton's homecoming, and they found themselves trailing by 15 points in the fourth quarter, and then the rally came on, and the Sheraton Chargers came back, took the lead, and in the final 8 seconds, they gave up a touchdown to Oskaloosa, and Oskaloosa sneaks by and gets a win, 49-47, the final score there. It was Pella Christian showing what they can do when Kakmarinski's fully padded up and ready to go, 69-12 over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. It was Wayne defeating Twin Cedars, 56-26. Colfax Mingo winner last night over North Mahaska, 49-13. It was Mid Prairie, a winner last night over Sigourney Kyoto, 49-26. Tumwa got beat by Iowa City High, 35-17, the final score there. Davis County with its first win of the season. They get by Clark, 20-0. Davis County, the next opponent for the Blue Demons. They'll host the Mustangs on Friday night. It was PCM getting what some may consider to be an upset, getting by CMB last night, 49-27, PCM over CMB. It was Pella, a big winner last night over Knoxville, 42-11. Harmony, wow. Moravia is for real, 88-12 over Harmony last night. Moravia is setting itself up to win a district right there. In other action, in eight-man action, it was Seymour getting by Melcher Dallas last night, 64-28. Montezuma, winner over Belle Plain, 28-0. Pekin remains undefeated and one of the top 15 teams in the state. Pekin with a 57-0 win over Van Buren. Pleasantville with a win over Bedford last night, 40-6, the final score there. It was Urbandale defeating Indianola, 40-14. Norwalk, a huge winner last night over Saydale, 65-7, the final score. And then Colonesco in other games defeats Tri-County, 71-6. That is your look at your Friday Night Lights big board, courtesy of the White Buffalo. And, of course, you can get all your scores on the Thunderbolt app. It's very easy to do. Go to your Android Play Center or your Apple store, and you can download the app free of charge and get all the scoring updates, just like I read to you over the air a moment ago. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. Coach Dayton's in the house, Coach Huber, Coach Farrington, Coach Odeffer, and we're going to talk about this Blue Demon football team, win last night, and looking ahead as they continue to roll along. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Brighten your financial future with a certificate account from Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, we're offering certificate account specials from a 9-month term with the rate of 0.90% APY to an 18-month term with the rate of 1.20% APY. Start growing your money today at CFirst. Apply online at c1stcu.com. APY is annual percentage yield, minimum balance of $15,000, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
A warm, home-like atmosphere awaits those at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Our progressive, professional staff offer 24-hour skilled nursing rehabilitation and outpatient services. We have a comprehensive care plan in place for each patient's individual needs to offer only the highest quality treatment programs. Our interdisciplinary team meets with each resident to determine an all-inclusive care plan. My name is Rachel Gooden, and I'm the new administrator at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, just south of the square in Albia. Call 641-9 3-2-7-1-0-5.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams. Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960. And they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion England, and many, many more.
With a big hole over to the right side inside the 5-yard line and will be wrestled out of bounds. No, they're going to stay across the goal line. Touchdown. Wow. Touchdown, Albia. That is a Sinnott Funeral Home touchdown. And the Blue Demons score first here in this oldest rivalry in high school football. 6-0 out.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Five and zero, the Blue Demons move to and continue their perfect season here after a win last night, 56-0, the final score over Centerville. And we've got the head coach sitting next to us, head coach Jerry Staten, Hall of Fame coach. And coach, wow, another 56-point performance. And of course, that means that Coach Farrington's going to be here, and we'll talk about some of that offense a little bit later. But 56 points and back-to-back weeks of 56 points. You've scored over 50 points a ball game, Coach. It's impressive what you're doing offensively, but last night, that old goose egg up there, that was equally impressive. This defense has played outstanding, and Coach, what was really impressive is that as the game went on and you brought more guys in, really there was just no let-up. And this defense, you know, your offense is going to put some fannies in the seats, and that's not a problem. By the way, how about those fans that showed up last night? That was impressive as well. But this defense is setting itself up to contend for a championship.
Well, you hit me with about nine questions there. I'm trying to sort them out and get them in some kind of order. But, you know, of course, the goal of the offense is put the ball across the goal line. But scoring points is not our goal. Our goal is to be our best. And in the second quarter, we were trying some things that we're looking at, and it kind of got us out of rhythm. We weren't coming off the ball quite as well at the offensive line as we were in the first quarter, but that's because of the nature of the plays that we were running. And when the defense is playing as strong as it is and holding them to under 100 yards of rushing and three first downs, you know, it gives you an opportunity to try some things, and also gives you more opportunities to get the ball and get back on the field and get things right. And so, you know, I liked the second half where we came out and got control of things. And yes, when our reserves went in, they played well, but we expect them to play well. And at this point in the season, they should be getting better and be more playable. Those that haven't done anything over the summer now have had 2 months of hard work with us, and their playing ability should come up. And our coaches work really hard every practice elevating the play of everybody, the starters and the reserves. So I can't say enough about our coaches, the way they work during the game and work during practices, and they're thinking all the time. There's a smart bunch of gentlemen that I'm privileged to work with. Yes, the crowd support was tremendous, but that we've come to expect that out of Albia. They have tremendous support for all of our activities in the school, but we certainly get our share of attention from the people, and they follow us well, and the opponents always are happy to see us bring a crowd. They may not be as happy on the field as they would be, but they like the crowd that comes to our game. So at this point in the season, we're pretty much injury free. We got a couple that are concerns for us today, but we're getting better with our play. These young men are very coachable, and our defense is playing just very, very strong right now, and that always gives the offense more opportunities to get the ball and handle things that have to be done on the offensive side of the ball. You can't overlook the kicking game. It's been pretty strong. Punt returns, and one of the things that is a distraction was 8 penalties. That's way too many penalties that we had. So a couple of them were blocks in the back, and you know, I don't want to beat up the kids very hard on that, because downfield blocking is one of the strengths of this team. When we get a back or a receiver or a returner in the open, he's got brothers getting over there to make a block, and sometimes they don't make the best decision and they're a little bit behind, but you know, they're aggressive plays, and you know, they're springing a lot of long runs.
Coach, going to stay on the conversation of special teams and punting. And one of the things we saw last night is that because you guys are so effective in the punt return game, because of that unselfishness and the way you guys block, it really starts to change the way the other teams will want to do their special teams. They were really wanting to kick the ball away from your return men, and that puts a little extra pressure on the punter. And they maybe in a normal situations they're not doing that, and so it looked like you forced Centerville to change what they were doing in their punt game, and that resulted in some short fields for your offense to work in. And I think that is the results of all the work you guys have done earlier in the season, proving that you were so worthy of a special teams changes.
Well, every team has an identity. And it's when you go away from your identity and start trying to do something different that mistakes happen, because you haven't practiced it. And repetition is the hammer that fastens the thought. So you the things you practice the most, you get the best at. And if you only spend 3 days trying something new or different, it's probably not going to work out in your best interest. And so we try to maintain continuity. We do have some things in reserve for different opponents, but we practice them all during the year. We don't just wait until the week before and then try and go out and do it. So we have the speed. When they broke a long one, it probably would have been a touchdown. We had some guys that were fleet-footed enough to run them down, and I liked that. But I also liked that there were others not as fast on our team that were also chasing down the ball carrier, trying to get to him. And that's desire, and you can't really coach desire into a young man. He has to develop that on his own. And some just outstanding performances on the field. Defensively, our pursuit to the ball is really good. Offensively, when our offensive line is coming off the ball, it's just awesome to watch them. And they're also a very smart young man as far as making adjustments. As I've said before, a team will have 2, maybe 3 schemes to try to stop you or to move the ball on you, and there isn't time in the week to have 4 or 5 schemes. So once you figure out their scheme and then you decide what you're going to do to counterbalance that, good things happen. So I liked our concentration. Bus was a little bit late getting to us. We were behind schedule, but the kids adjusted well to that, And we had to change our routine a little bit, but we got things done we had to get done. And overall, it was a good performance by our team.
Well, Coach, when your defense and special teams give an offense as lethal as this one a short field, here is the scoring drives. 37 yards, 24 yards, 21 yards, 50 yards, 41, and 28 yards. That's getting it done on the defense and special teams. And like I said, you give this offense a short field and good things are going to happen.
Well, we have last year's leading rusher on our team, and he has not put up the numbers that he has before, but when the defense gives you the ball inside the 50, 50 is all he can get. And if you have any other drives, runs on top of that, well, it even shortens the amount. So, but, you know, the great thing is Carter's not worrying about how many yards he gets. He's just out there trying to be his best, and he's playing on both sides of the ball. And other backs are stepping up, and that's going to cause other teams' defenses to change their they can't just try to stop one player, because we've got several players that can make plays. Our quarterback with his feet can make plays, and we have really three, maybe four running backs that are just exceptional. It would be starters on other people's teams, but they're playing on one side of the ball, and we bring them in when we're working on our backups and giving them experience.
We'll stay on the defensive side. Bryce Leshen with an INT to begin with. You know, you've seen these teams, when they get behind, they really have to throw the football. But from a coverage standpoint, and that's helped and aided by a tremendous push up front by the defensive line. But, when the quarterback does have time to throw, there's really no place to go to, because your defensive backs are really covering up, doing a great job of covering up. Bryce with the INT, but Tony had some great knockdowns. And every time I'd look on the field, we were stride for stride with their receivers. There was really no open space out there, and that's a great defensive backfield.
Well, alignment and assignment and pursuit with passion, those are the cornerstones of a good defensive program. And when you line up properly and you take care of your 111th and you do your job and you put pressure on their quarterback to get rid of the ball maybe before he wants to, and you take the legs away from the running back, there's not a lot that they can do about it. It's when you line up improperly or you don't know your assignment or you don't run to the football that they can make plays. So overall, you know, there are three phases of the game: offense, defense, and special teams. And our kids are getting better each week on all three of those areas. And we have strengths that maybe some teams don't have that we can use to take advantage of situations. And we have players that are coachable and coaches who know how to coach. And we haven't played our best game yet. We're working to pursue excellence, and that's our goal each and every practice and each and every game, to try to be our best. And we still have a little bit of performance gap where players can go from where they are to where they can be. And that's really the goal of every football player, and it ought to be the goal of every person in life. You should do what you do and try and do it the best of your ability. And when you do that, good things always happen to you, I believe.
Well, Coach Huber came in this morning, and he's looked like he's already had a half a day's worth of work in, or a full day's worth of work, and he said he's out working the cattle. And you know, we were last night, we were rebranding some of your guys' nicknames, because the text line was open and everyone around was texting in. Blake Bulldog Lawless needs to be rebranded the Outlaw, because he was everywhere, and he's been relentless. Eight tackles last night and a sack. I think the Outlaw fits him, other than the fact he's an outstanding kid and he's straight and narrow. But he is a workhorse, and he's going to get things done.
Well, I invite you to come over to my house this afternoon, and I'll let you play with my Bulldog for a little while, and you'll find out that Bulldogs can be pretty darn tough. And, you know, I like the fact that our kids like each other and they like their coaches. I like the way that we prepare for things. And these kids like each other. And when you have coaches who like coaches and coaches who like players and players who like and respect coaches, it just has to be a good positive thing. And you remember that football is not the main job of these coaches. We have a lot of volunteers that have a real job that they use to take care of their family, and the guys that are employed by the school district have real jobs of teaching young people in the classroom. All this other stuff takes place on their own time, and they give up weekends during the season. They give up evening hours, and they spend a lot of time away from their families and their wives to do this. And that goes, you'd have to be on the staff to know how much time it takes, but it takes time for the players too, because they have to get to the weight room and they have to get to practice. And you know, if you want to go where people haven't gone before, you have to be willing to do things that other people haven't done. And our coaches work very hard at it. Our players are committed and dedicated, and it's allowing us to move forward and onward and upward. And I really believe that the best is yet to come. I don't think we've done all that we're meant to do, all that we're called to do. And each week there's a new challenge. It doesn't matter what the opponent's record is or who they played. All that matters is how do you play. And when you go to work, when you get out of high school and you go to work and get a job, boss just wants to know how do you show up for work. Are you going to put your whole self into it? Can I trust you? Trust is a very important thing. Commitment, love, belief, and faith all go together to make us what we are. And I think the people of our community respect that. They know the kids are trying hard, and when they see them in the community, I hope they're seeing a gentleman and a scholar in the classroom, and when they get on the football field, be rugged, rough, and ready to play the game of football. It's a great game.
Coach Jerry Staden, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, victorious last night. It was the oldest rivalry in high school football, and we've said that a lot. Coach, I can remember the day that you would have a police escort for the players to and from the field. It was that kind of a rivalry. And the really good news is that it was handshakes and compliments after the game by both teams. The rivalry that is this longest rivalry, it's a great rivalry. And this rare result last night, it was a rare result, and kudos to your football team. But this has normally been a football game that's been back and forth, a tight football game by two outstanding programs. And the way that your guys respond, and Tim talked about that last night as you guys were coming off the field and talked with you on the sideline, that, you know, hey, the way your guys were helping everybody up and the respect that you had for your opponents is great sportsmanship. It's not only winning on the football field, but winning as men.
Well, we're not enemies, and we respect all opponents and fear none, and we can't have a game without them. So to make the game into something different is not right. And we respect those boys. They played hard. That Maddie boy played very, very hard. They've got some hard-hitting football players, and you respect those people. You shake their hand, and you know, regardless of what the outcome of the game is, they're football players. And you know, one team is going to win every Friday night in Albion. One team is going to in the state of Iowa, and one team is going to lose. That's just the way that it is in football. And to make it into a personal thing or a grudge thing, I did get kind of tired of hearing about all the games in the past and how bad they'd beat us. I was on the tail end of one of those thumpings, it doesn't affect the players, and getting into a cheering contest is not what it's all about. I don't like to see our people, we got spirit, yes we do, we got spirit, how about you? That now you're directing attention at their people, and I like to cheer for our guys. And let me tell you something. When our people are cheering for our guys, they respond well. And that's one thing we have, is great support of the people that come to watch us play, and they cheer for our guys. And it's not about us out cheering them or anything about them. It's about us being us. And we come to the game to be us. They may come to beat us, but we just want to be us and be the best that we can be. That's our philosophy, and we're sticking to it.
Coach, we've got some of your outstanding coaches to visit with here in a second, but Davis County coming to town next Friday night. Give us a preview.
Well, it's the most important game on our schedule because it's the next one. I have not really had a chance to look at them yet. We were all focused in on Centerville, and now the players get to enjoy their most recent victory until Monday. But the coaches are going to go to work, and we'll be doing film study and game planning and getting ready for them. But I have not seen in my time here or my time in Oskaloosa that Davis County didn't have some big old boys. And there's some names over there that they never seem to run out of players. Either they don't graduate them or they're kids of guys that played. But Davis County's a blue-collar town. They'll come ready to play and ready to hit. They've had a little bit of rough going here, but you know, those are the kind of teams that if you take them lightly, they'll come up and smack you in the nose and run off with a victory. So we'll have to be ready to play our best effort, which that's our goal anyway. And they have a new coach. Haven't really had a chance to study him yet, but he's a hard worker and he's committed to making their program better. We'll just have to see what they bring to the game. So that's kind of a vague answer, but I don't really know because I haven't had a chance to study them yet. But by game time, we'll have the game plan and we'll know a lot more about them.
Head coach of the Albion Blue Demons victorious last night, 56-0. Coach Jerry Staten. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. We've got Coach Huber, Coach O'Duffer, and Coach Farrington here to talk about this Blue Demon football team. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Plan now to attend Sheraton's third annual Ukrainian Cultural Festival Saturday, September 26th from 1 to 4 p.m. on the historic downtown Sheraton Square. Bring your whole family to this free event and enjoy fantastic Ukrainian cuisine. We have great kids' activities, traditional Ukrainian music, storytelling, and much more. Build your own meal with delicious $1 entrees, sides, and desserts. For more information, visit Sheraton Area Chamber Main Street.com or call 641-774-4059.
Now that school is back in session, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and become a Your Voice member. This is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seefirstyourvoice.com. Get smart with your money and have a say in your financial future. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
You are finally your own boss of a successful contracting business. As a contractor, you may not want to hear the word liability, but it does come with the territory. Contact your professional Pekin Insurance Agency, MDL Insurance Agent David Lang in Corydon, about valuable insurance protection that specifically fits your class of business. Make certain that you have the proper protection with coverages and endorsements best suited for your business. Ask about a business auto policy, too. Call MDL Insurance Agent David Lang, your Pekin Insurance Agency in Corydon, at 641-872-1616. Contractors insurance that goes beyond the expected.
It's a football weekend at Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa. Listen to these specials. If Iowa wins a football game on the weekend, you get $2 off a taco pizza. If Iowa State wins on the weekend, you get $2 off a Supreme large pizza. Great deals at Anderson's Country Store in Beacon. Open Monday to Thursday 6 to 9, Friday and Saturday 6 to 10, Sunday 1 to 8. They have everything. Anderson's Country Store, Beacon, Iowa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're going to run over to Fairfield here in a few moments as Dan Stocker is on locations, and he's going to have some times to for us on those cross-country runners that are running over there. And he had an early start to the morning running over to Fairfield as the runners are going to compete. And congratulations to our junior high kids on Tuesday night. They got a win over in Eddyville, and that was impressive and a tremendous job out of them. And want to give a shout out to our 7th and 8th grade football teams, both with winners this last Tuesday, and doing a great job, and so excited, and the a big thank you to our entire community and everyone who stepped up to help provide their money and resources for their new uniforms. They look absolutely sharp, and they getting those uniforms, the thing they were excited about most was the back of the jersey. That had me ecstatic as a coach. The front of the jersey has a beautiful Albie on it and really pretty new jerseys, but they were most excited when I turned the jersey around and showed it to them for the first time, and it had E-Mob on the back of it, and they are so proud of that, and that's what Coach Staten brought to this program. And if you are new to it, and I doubt a few are, EMOB stands for Every Man and Brother, and you can see the results of when you perform and play like that. It gives you the results like we had last night. We got a guy that that bought that EMOB mentality long ago before it even came here, and that before we understood what EMOB really was. And that's Coach Huber. Coach, welcome to the Coach's Corner. You get to roam those hallways. You get to see the EMOB attitude is more than just four letters on the back of a jersey.
Yeah, it is, Jason, and it's come a long way. The kids really buy into it, and it's really cool to, I'm down the junior high wing, and I get to see those young guys walk in the hallways, and they are really proud of wearing that on the back of their jersey, so that's something special to them.
Well, that EMOB attitude has to take place on the offensive side of the football, because no matter how talented, and by the way, you have some talented guys that can carry the rock for you, but no matter how talented you are, in the game of football, you need brothers in front of you. And how about that offensive line, buddy? We'll talk about your backs in a second, but impressive.
Yes, our offensive line, I cannot say enough good things about them. Those guys have worked really hard in the off season and during the season, and Coach Dykstra is a great line coach and gets the most out of our players, and they do a fantastic job week in and week out.
Well, buddy, it was a sharing of the ball last night. Once again, you have Carter Isley, which, a year ago, the top rusher in Class 2A. He gets things started for you, but all night long you went to different places, and every time they have to key or try to key on Carter Isley, which is a wise decision because defensively he is a tough stop, it it shows that you guys got other places to go to. This scoring started right here for the Blue Demons last night. We'll give Scotty a chance. I caught him off guard, you know. Give Scotty a chance here. Here's the opening score.
9:06 to go here, and here's the hand. Nicely with a big hole over the right side, inside the 5-yard line, and will be wrestled out of bounds. No, they're going to say across the goal line. Touchdown. Wow. Touchdown, Albia. That is a Senate Funeral Home touchdown. And the Blue Demons score first here in this.
And you notice right away it was a big hole, and that's going to be a theme you're going to hear all night long. You just said it, you know, this offensive line doing a great job, but you don't have to give Carter Isley much. He is a workhorse. He, you know, I'm going to quit calling him Iceman and call him the bus driver, because he picks people up, and he's a charge of fare, because he'd be a wealthy man, because he takes them for a long ride. Great job, Carter, last night. And again, no let up week in, week out. He's the same Carter Isley.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, he gets better every week, I feel like. But so do all of our other backs. And they go off each other. You know, when Carter gets a big play, the other backs want to get a big play. So they push each other, and they work hard every week. And, you know, I feel good about what our backs can do, and even our second and third string backs. You know, those guys, I feel real confident about putting any of them in the game.
Formation, fake handoff, rolling back is Bear, complete, just throws it off to Freshwater at the 10, the 5, down close to the goal line, touchdown Albia, and there's a flag in the backfield. We'll wait for the indication, but the completion to the fullback, Brent Freshwater. And Dan, you get so sick and tired of being beat on by that fullback, you let him go by.
You know, Brent Freshwater, but he can run with the football, he can catch the football, he's a very athletic, tough fullback. That fullback for you guys, it has to be one of the toughest guys on the team. He's required to make some you know, big time blocks. And then they get tired of getting beat on, and you slip him out there in the flat, and it's a little pitch and catch, and he shows he's got the hands and the feet to do it.
Yeah, he does, and he's improved a lot this year, you know, and with our offense, a fullback is a key to our offense success, and he's been doing a great job, and he's still getting better every week, so hopefully we haven't seen the best of him yet.
Well, this next play was set up because Carter Isley and the backs do a great job of carrying out their assignments. Here is Blake Bear getting to the action.
Here's the fake handoff. Bear trying to get away from the defense that read that one. Now does get away from inside the 50, the 10, the 5. Blake Bear, touchdown Albia. A Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Blake Bear put that ball on his hip, Dan. Yeah. The big red did a great job of reading it. But the feet of Blake Bear, boy, he has an extra gear.
All that setup, you know, I when you run that fake, your tailback has to get tackled.
Yeah, and Carter has done a lot better job this year of carrying out his fakes and so have our other backs. And that's key to those QB keepers. And our other fakes are going to our other backs, you know. And it's really been a great deal this year that they're going to go tackle on our fakes that have been that good.
So tell me, how upset are you at Coach O'Deffer?
You know,
he gives you these short fields to work with so that your guys can't get all those long rushing drives. All joking aside, you know, a short field to work with, you know, we laid out those drives. But, man, kudos to that defense as well. They give you guys such a short field, and with the weapons you guys have, it just makes it easy work.
That's right, and I really don't care where we start on the field. As long as we win the ball game, that's all that matters. And, you know, he sets us up for great field position every time, and we'll take care of it from there.
Well, Justin, one thing about this group, a dynamic group, let's take a look at two other players that got into the scoring fun last night at the running back position, and Blake Lawless and Bryce Leshen. They are a dynamic duo, buddy, on defense, and they prove that they can come back. Those two linebackers can come to the other side of the football and be fullback and halfback. And here's Blake Outlaw Lawless.
And rolling back, and running straight forward and in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
The Outlaw.
The Outlaw. Blake Bulldog Lawless, rebranded the Outlaw, in for the Blue Demons touchdown. And front line had absolutely separated those red jerseys.
Yeah, he that was, you know, straight ahead football. I think it was a dive play, and again, you know, with all those bodies in the middle of the field, you would think someone would touch him, but that is I think at that point in the ball game, you had you know, reserves in on the offensive line. It was just it just goes without saying how amazing this offensive line is playing, and you put in their back there, and you get the same results.
Yeah, I feel comfortable putting in any back, and I know Coach Dykstra does a great job with the, you know, all the groups that we put in there with the backups or reserves, and you know what, they can block just as good, and we're taking care of business when they go in there, so.
Well, Lawless got the score, and he wasn't going to be outdone. Number four was going to watch number five run down the sidelines here. Here is Bryce Lush, and boy, did he show off his wheels here.
He's got a pitcher for him. Here's a handoff running with a big hole. Bryce Lush gets to the corner. 40, 35, 30 down the sidelines. 25, 20. Take it to the house. Bryce, Peter Lesson, and did you see those afterburners get lit up at the 40-yard line? Dan Stocker, he found three more gears, lit it up, and he ran away.
Once he got on that corner, it's just amazing how he just burst around that seam there and got around all the defenders.
Bryce hits the hole so fast, and then when he on this particular play, when he got into the defensive backfield, got to that corner. Wow, it appeared like he had three different gears, and he just started running away from some very fast football players.
Yeah, he's got another speed that he digs down and finds. Bryce is a great back for us. He's one of our speed backs, you know, and he does a fantastic job when he goes in there. We got a little bit of everything in the backfield. We got thunder, we got lightning, we got bowling balls, we got outlaws, we got a little bit of everything. So it's great to have all those tools.
All right, Coach Justin Huber and those tremendous running backs, and we're going to turn the headset over to Coach Farrington, and he's coming today sporting the Green Bay Packer green, and I think he wore that today to keep on Coach's good side. Coach, congratulations, another tremendous effort offensively for you guys, and again, so many places to go to.
Yeah, we've got a lot of different places. You know, we're just always looking for a soft place on the defense, and then we send our guys that way. And the way they've been coached up by the guys that are in charge of them, they do a great job.
It appeared to me that you guys really came out to begin the football game to try some different looks. You threw the ball right away. You ran the shotgun last night. And then you put the old swing and gate, I think that's what they call that, in. And I don't know if that's what it's called in your playbook, but... But you did a lot of different things that we hadn't seen, and again, that's going to give all those who are going to be looking at your film something to study.
Well, we find that if we don't run things a few times and they can see it on film, it's hard to get a real feel for a game speed situation. And so we've got some things to look at on film, and now they know what kind of it feels like to run those plays in a game. They're not the only plays we have, as Coach mentioned, but it was exciting to see us to do some different things, and you know, it was just it was time to get those out there so the other teams have to prepare for them.
I thought Blake did a really good job of getting back. It seemed like he got a little more depth to his pass, setting up to pass the football. Didn't need to pass the ball a lot last night, but I thought he did a really good job there. And then his field awareness, knowing that you know, hey, there's nothing there, I'll take advantage of what's given to me, and they'll tuck it under and run.
Well, it's not often on. I think we had a 4th and 22, and he took off and made the first down. So that makes it pretty nice when your quarterback can be that mobile. But we're still looking to get the ball down the field, and especially when the other team's pressing the line of scrimmage.
Here's that play you refer to, 4th down and 22, and it looked impossible. And Blake Bear, he finds out the possible or the impossible is possible with Blake Bear.
He's going to go for it. 4th down and 22. Bear rolls back, has all kinds of time. Now the pressure. Bear going to keep it and try to tuck it up and run. Has some running room. Cross the field he goes. Cross country he goes. The 25, the 20, inside the 20-yard line. Does he have the first down? All the way down to the 15-yard line, and that looks like it's going to be a first Iowa State Bank first down, and that is what –
Yeah, you know, first of all, I don't have a bunch of words in my vocabulary, but even if I did, I couldn't come up with enough of them to describe Blake Bear, particularly on that particular run. You know, he has great field awareness, and, you know, that makes him lethal as a quarterback. He can throw the football, and he can catch you with his feet as well.
Well, Blake's one of those kids you'd use one set of words to describe him on the field and a completely different set of words to describe him off the field, I think. But, yeah, he's pretty shifty back there. He's a big, strong kid. He's another one of the fast kids that we have. So, you know, and as he gets more comfortable, I mean, this is really his first year playing quarterback again since his freshman year. As he gets a little more comfortable back there, we've got some guys who can catch. We've got some guys who are getting open. And, you know, we started to put it together a couple times last night. So just something that we're going to continue to work on. And, you know, we don't have to be perfect at it right now, but we're going to get perfect at it sooner or later.
Well, this is a team I think, you know,
obviously, it's just like the running. You have so many different places you can go to run the football. All of those, and that's why the run is so important, particularly in this offense, the play action that you can come out of if your running game is really well. But I see the next development and the continuation of the development into the passing game, because you did have some receivers that were wide open, and I think Blake's starting to find his confidence, getting that depth, getting set up, and you know, I think you'll be able to throw the football around.
Well, when you play in Iowa, you've got to be able to run the ball, or else there's just about half the nights. It's just not a very good night for throwing, whether it's too windy or too wet. But you're right. We're trying to set some things up, and then, you know, the other team has to cheat up. It's hard to stop our running attack. And so when they start cheating up, we're looking to make some big plays down the field. And, you know, it's just kind of our philosophy, and has been for quite a while.
Well, Coach, let's look at the freshmen and sophomores. I know you coached the freshman team once again. A win for you guys last night, and tell us the progression of this unit of guys. I think you got a lot of young, great, you know, outstanding young players in the program.
Well, we were playing a little Froshmore ball, combination freshmen sophomores last night against Centerville. A lot of schools don't have enough kids apparently for freshman team completely. We do have a lot of freshmen out this year, so that's great. But you know, we started out that game, and it was a good, hard fought battle. I think we ended up winning 20-8. The amazing thing was in the second half, we only ran 8 plays in the second half. Centerville had the ball; they scored. We got a great punt return. Aiden Reeves was running the ball down the field, but you know, he had some great blocks. I know Lane Pierce just laid a kid out, and he was pretty excited about that. So it's hard to get Lane excited, I think, sometimes, but he's showing some emotion, and that was great. But, you know, we got the ball down there, and we scored, and then they had a long drive. Then they got an onside kick. It was about the perfect onside kick for them. And then they had another long drive, but our kids came through, and we closed it out with a long touchdown run by Jared McInish. But, you know, it's the same situation. Those guys up front are doing a nice job blocking. We're a little more of a Chinese fire drill when you're looking at us in Froshmore ball, because you're trying to get, I think we had 40 kids dressed out last night. So trying to get 40 kids in a football game and get them all in and out. And it's a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, we did a pretty good job of that. But those kids all played really hard last night, real physical football game. Centerville boys real physical. They're big bunch of boys. And, you know, I think as the year goes on, they're just getting a little bit better. Especially, I think on defense, they're getting to a point where they really know what they're doing, and that gives them confidence. Our offense takes a little bit more than a year or two to really get into, but they're really playing with a lot of confidence on defense. And we ran a lot of kids out there on defense too, so it wasn't just 11 kids out there. We probably played 25 kids on defense, I think. Every time I looked up, somebody else was in there.
Well, Coach, that's winning. See, that scoreboard, you know, and the freshman level, it matters. They want to go out and win. Mm-hmm. But to me, the winning is getting the guys in, getting some playing time, and everyone staying in. And it's a good sign for the program when we have enough freshmen to put a freshman team out there. That is, we're winning on Friday nights because of that.
And you got to figure, you know, this freshman takes a lot of effort from the parents. Yep. To get them to and from practice in. Our older guys do a nice job of coaching them up, also giving them some helpful hints. And you know, they're a great bunch of kids to work with. They've been real well behaved as far as, you know, no discipline problems or anything like that. And it's just been a real joy. You know, Brad Beckwith has been working with me, and we picked up another guy, Mark Teeter, this past week. So, but Brad's really come in, and he's running the defense. And if you ever watch us, I don't do anything with the defense. I just leave that over to the defensive coaches, and you know, same way with the offense. So he's doing a good job. He's got guys out there, and I look out there, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm thinking, what's he doing? But those kids are making plays. So, you know, that's why he's the defensive coach and I'm not. So he probably wonders what I'm doing half the time. But
we talked about that.
Yeah, and then we got Marty Hermson's taking over our special team. So we have like a little full coaching staff down there at the
Marty level. Marty has an ability to coach even from the press box. He does not need to be on the sidelines to be heard. He has that unique talent.
This is true. He is one of the louder guys I've ever met as far as – but he's got
great enthusiasm.
Yeah, he does. And he's got some great insight. He did some really nice things with our special teams last night. And you know, it's just it's just people like to buy in, and when you're part of something that's going real well, it's just like a snowball. It just keeps getting a little bit better every week.
Well, the great job out of you and the coaching staff, and we love you, Marty. We know you're listening, Coach Hermson, and we don't mind tormenting him some. He'll give it out too.
Yeah.
All right, let's we got the defensive guru, Coach Odeffer, and Coach, you know, your name took me a while to get used to saying, and it was kind of complicated, but your defense is not complicated. It's just getting things done, buddy.
Yeah, we're aggressive, and that's kind of our philosophy is aggressive, but it's an intelligent aggressive, and we want to be sound, but we also want to come after them. So.
Well, talking to Josiah Harris, you know, one of those guys, you know, they're smart guys. They're smart guys spending time trying to understand, and, you know, when you're surrounded with those kind of guys, and I think that's what you got for a football team is smart guys. You know, you can go away from real simple, and they'll make the complicated look simple.
Yeah, we have a lot of really intelligent football players, and there's intelligence, and then there's also football intelligence, and we have a lot of really good football intelligence guys. And you know, Blake Lawless gets us lined up, and he makes our checks and some things that we do that, and he does a great job with that. And then you know, Bryce Leshen always has good feedback, and then. Our ends are probably two of our most intelligent kids. I mean, Brendan Bassett and Ben Mason, they come back and their information is good. So it allows you to do a lot of different things and adjust and do some things that during the game that will help us be successful.
Well, I thought Bryce Leshen, and we talked a little bit off the air, you know, that first interception, that was football IQ because he baited that quarterback and receiver to look like they were open.
Yeah, Bryce has played a lot of varsity football games, and he was in good position. I watched it this morning. He was in good position on the out route, and then the quarterback was kind of looking it down, and it wasn't there. And so Bryce maybe let him go a little bit, and then the kid threw it, and Bryce accelerated and stepped in front of it and made a heck of a play. But, you know, that's just being a veteran football player and playing, you know, almost 30 varsity football games and maybe kind of baiting a kid to make a poor decision.
Coach, the tackling on this football team, you know, it's continued every week to get better. And I've always said that you got the shark and the blood in the shark tank type of mentality. But, you know, sharks, they're kind of get their own. You know, and I've gotten to think, you know, the way that you guys are tackling together, you know, there is a pursuit that you can do on the field. It's not just to get in your own. It's a proper pursuit. And, you know, it's more like velociraptors. You know, you guys are taking those right angles. I really got thinking about this. You know, you guys are doing a really good job of when there's multiple guys approaching the football to taking off angles from the guy with the football, and then everyone's there.
Yeah, we repped that a lot, especially in the camp, is our pursuit and our pursuit angles, because you just can't have 11 guys run to the football. You have to take proper angles, and they ran a reverse against us last night, and our backside end had a good angle. Our backside linebacker was a little bit quick, but he took a good angle. So, you know, it's one thing to have people run to the football, but it's even more important to have kids run to the football with proper angles.
Well, I think you really touched on something. You know, the fact that you guys have that time in practice and the number of coaches, you know, a tremendous coaching staff that you can spend time on the details, that's a huge advantage, and it's probably a big reason behind why we're able to teach those guys those angles and the results that you're getting.
Yeah, our coaching staff, I can't say enough about our offensive coaching staff, of course, but also our defensive coaching staff. And we have Coach Fokers, who takes a lot of pride in his craft, and he does a great job with our defensive line. And I've worked with him for – this is my ninth season, so we have such a strong relationship, and we're on the same page. And, you know, and then we have Coach Hill, who, you know, I think this is about our fifth season together. So there's a lot of unity in that staff. And then you bring in, you know, a young, smart kid like Coach Krall, and he does a great job with films. And, you know, he's helping out with the defensive backs. And then, you know, anytime you add somebody, you worry a little bit about it. But Coach Beckwith has been nothing but great, and he's been learning a lot this year and doing a great job with our freshmen and, you know, helping me out with the linebackers. And then, you know, probably the person that – gets the least amount of credit but probably deserves the most is Coach Mick, who yep. does all kinds of stuff behind the scenes and does stuff in the weight room. And, you know, he might be the most important assistant coach on the staff. And he just does so many things that people just don't know about.
Well, that is who he is, period. You know, he's a great guy, and his days start really, really early. And
yeah.
So, you know, there isn't much – there's no glamour on that except his results are seen in the way the guys look and the way they play. And so you're right. Congratulations. And a big thank you to Coach Mick.
Yeah, he's a blue collar guy. And, you know, sometimes our players reflect that, you know, sometimes, you know, him being up at 6 a.m. and working, you know, our kids get up at 6 and they work, and, you know, over time they, you know, they pick up some of that blue collar attitude.
Well, Coach, shutout last night. That's always a big win for the defense.
Yeah, Coach Staten always tells me, you know, if they don't score, they can't win. So, you know, finally, we had three situations where we had shutouts going into the fourth quarter this year, and we gave up a couple late scores. So, you know, we really wanted to keep that shutout up there. And, you know, a lot of kids, like, you know, let's keep it. And they have pride, and, you know, the reserves when they go, and they know that it's important and they need to be playing hard. So it was nice to finally, you know, close one out the way we wanted to.
Coach Ferrickton sends out the invitation to the party on the offense, but it's the defense that gives you guys reason to celebrate.
Oh, Coach always says it's like, you know, bacon and eggs. You know, if they complement each other. When the offense is playing well, it makes it easier for the defense. And then, you know, you add special teams in there. And, you know, it's a lot of fun when things are clicking on all phases.
Coach, congratulations. Great job out of the defense. Congratulations to this entire Albia football team and the program, and a great win for the program, and on to Davis County.
Yep. Go Blue.
All right. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and we'll try to catch with Dan Stocker real quick before we head to the conclusion of this Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee. And get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
Brighten your financial future with a certificate account from Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, we're offering certificate account specials from a 9-month term with the rate of 0.90% APY to an 18-month term with the rate of 1.20% APY. Start growing your money today at CFirst. Apply online at c1stcu.com. APY is annual percentage yield, minimum balance of $15,000, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, located on the southern edge of Albia, provides the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services with individualized care plans and activity calendar. We offer an activities calendar complete with religious services, arts and crafts, and monthly trips to surrounding counties. It is our goal at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center to match your loved one's interests and needs to provide a complete continuum of quality care. Call us today at 641-932-7105.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
AgriFinancial Services is proud to offer a new financial option with the lowest operating rate in the country. With an ag equity line of credit below 3% interest and a 10-year no annual renewal draw period. We also offer leasing on drain tile, grain bins, farm buildings, and new and used equipment. Traditional mortgage loans and FSA loans available too. See Chris Popson today at the AgriFinancial Services building at 1520 South Clinton in Albia, or call him at 641-680-3223. At AgriFinancial Services, we grow in good company.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Blowing through this hour, that is the Coach's Corner, and let's roll down 34 all the way over to Fairfield, where we have Big D. Dan, you got an early start this morning, buddy, and did you get your run in?
Yeah, I did. I ran about 100 feet, and then I got tired. I went as hard as I could.
I hope you brought your wife with you so you can do two platoon cross-country watching.
Yes, we did. It's a beautiful night. You know, there's no rest for the weary and the wicked. Don't need it, Jason. We're up and going.
All right. A great morning for running. And tell us how things are going over there in the cross-country meet.
You bet. We're in Fairfield. It's actually hosted by Pekin High School. They do this every year. And it's a different race in terms of its grade level. So the seniors all run in a race, the juniors, sophomores, freshmen, all the way through junior, down to junior high. Right now, we're midway through here. The juniors are just wrapping up as we speak. The seniors raced the first race. Abby's Caleb Bowley finished fourth overall in a very competitive match there, race there. 18:49 is his time. Lee Curran, who's been running real strong all season, finished sixth overall in the senior boys, 19:34. My own Cameron Stocker finished in the top 10 with his best race of the season in ninth place at 20:48. And then Christian Palace came in and ran a really strong race as well, 13th place with a time of 24:19. So a good finish there for the senior boys. The juniors, like I say, were just kind of wrapping up right now. No shock here on the junior side. Jordan Winkie came out in a blazing speed and dominating fashion, won the junior girls division on 19:11. Liz Bittar just came in front of the line before we picked up the phone here, and she finished 7th place. I don't have her time, though, just to get done. On the boys' side and the juniors, Cameron Jordan finished 14th overall with a time of 19:46. So a nice day to be out here running. It's fun to see this on grade level. You get to really see how your kids compare to their peers by virtue of their grade, and it's a fun way to do it. And it's a beautiful run at Fairfield Waterworks Park, and it's just a wonderful setting out here this morning.
Well, Dan, sounds like a lot of fun, and stay hydrated. I don't want you passing out on us, and make sure your wife has got the baton ready to run with it.
Say again, Jason, cut out on me.
It was nothing worth repeating, Dan. How's that one, buddy?
All right, so it's just like usual?
It's just like usual, buddy. Well, hey, congratulations to the guys, and kudos to Cameron, buddy, getting a top 10 finish. I know that makes you a proud papa, as always, but boy, I think about the shape and the condition they're getting in for basketball season as well.
Oh, and that's absolutely why a lot of these kids I know do it. Lee Kern and Cameron are take a lot of pride and have worked hard on basketball, and this is a way for them to get in great shape. My own younger son, Carson's a freshman this year, and he decided to do cross country this year, and that's his sole focus, is to pick up that speed, and it's just great workout. It's something that can stay with you for a long, long time, and you just see these kids progress as they go on and get older, and when you watch them as freshmen, sophomores, and then to get to senior level, how much they've improved and take a lot of pride in what they're doing. So it's just fun. Listening to the show there, you know, with coaches on football, it's just great to see that atmosphere at all sports and all divisions where the kids are really taking a lot of pride and work hard at whatever sport they're in.
Big D, I miss you already, buddy. We'll see you Friday night.
Very good, Jason. Have a good weekend. Thanks for calling.
Dan Stocker on location over in Fairfield at cross country, the Pekin cross country meet, and congratulations to the runners. A great day. Caleb Bowley, a fourth place finish, and Lee Curran at sixth place. That's good stuff there. Cameron Stocker in the top 10. Christian Palace's numbers improving as well, and so kudos to the boys, and of course, Jordan Winkie. I don't know. She is something special, and she's going to have a unique and a special season as this thing winds down. We are winding down this Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. I want to thank all of our sponsors and Scotty Fry, who is the maestro behind the mic, the man who keeps this thing moving, even in spite of me. And thank you for making us a part of your Saturday morning. Have a great Saturday. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner